Triple M footy.
So he wants the switch.
Trade Tracker.
It's the Triple M Trade Tracker, and we finally have a few trades to track. My name's Rudy Edson. I've got Tom Brown on the line to discuss Eddie Betts and what is left to get done over the last 2 days of the trade period. So, Tommy, Eddie Betts finally went through today for a future fourth-round pick. How did that go down?
Well, basically, Eddie Betts arrived in Melbourne this afternoon, Rudy. He spoke at the airport to journalists. He spoke at Carlton. Obviously, Carlton fans are very excited about the prospect of Eddie playing for them. I noticed there's been a groundswell of support from Adelaide and from Taylor Walker and the like in regards to the best wishes for his move. Clearly, Carlton are pretty excited by the prospect of him in the forward pocket. They think there's an available spot there for him. They also think that he can teach their forwards and indeed their players and parties incredible skills. And I think they also think he'll be a huge help for their Indigenous program. He's one of the most widely respected players and Indigenous players in the game. And I think they think it's going to be a huge boost, which I'm sure it will be for the club.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. What else is left to get done? Obviously, there's the Joe Danaher trade, the Tom Papley trade, the Jack Stephen trade, lots of stuff dangling around.
Yeah, there's stuff dangling around. So it looks like today that Ace, James Ace, is going to go to from Collingwood to Fremantle. That looks pretty obvious. Lewis Taylor at the Lions looks like.
Sydney?
He'll go to Sydney. In terms of other things to get done, clearly there's a lot, actually. Bruce and Keith still need to get at the Bulldogs. I expect they'll get done. Obviously, from a Fremantle perspective and St Kilda perspective, Brad Hill was obviously a big one. St Kilda, there's sort of a bit of a theory they might have bitten off more than they can chew. They've been very ambitious, to say, in terms of getting players to commit. They've now got to bring home some of those deals. I think the Hill one's pretty close, to be honest with you. And obviously, Danaher's the big one that's sort of been dragging one of these deals on. Essendon's still adamant that they won't trade him. I think the honest truth is that Essendon don't know about his groin. I think they don't really know if it's going to be fine or not fine. So it's pretty hard to guess in that regard what their sort of internal opinion is on it. But my strong mail said not even they really know from a long-term perspective. It seems like Sydney sort of offering like 5 and 25 or something like that at the moment. Certainly not 5 and 9. So Adrian Dodoro is only going to do this deal if it's an absolute no-brainer for the Bombers. So there's a bit to play out there.
Yeah. So what's the first domino likely to fall? Is it Joe or is it Tom Papley?
No, I think Hill will be the first domino to fall. I think Hill will get done quick. Yeah. And then I think that I can't see the Papley deal getting done and formalised until the Danaher deal is done, to be honest with you. I think they follow each other.
Right. Okay. That's interesting because I kind of thought that the pick involved in the Papley trade might end up part of the Danaher deal, but it's just so hard to read at the moment, isn't it? And do you think Jack Stephen to Geelong will get done? Those two clubs seem pretty far apart at the moment.
I'd only be guessing. I think it will, because I think St Kilda will need the pick to get all their deals done.
Yeah, that's what I sort of figured as well. So St Kilda are sort of looming as the big deal here. And there was a bit of talk about Brad Hill to Geelong, but that sort of has been hosed down by the Cats today, I think.
Yeah, I just spoke to Colin Young, actually, out of the airport, who's his manager a short time ago, and he ruled out the Menegola and ruled out the Brad Hill to Geelong suggestion. The other one sort of floating around, which was interesting, was this idea that TLA, in particular Nick Geeshan, threw out the idea of Ollie Wines going to Carlton. Port's issued a statement today saying that Wines is fully committed to the club and he certainly hasn't requested a trade. I've spoken to TLA and Nick, and he's adamant that he didn't directly approach Carlton in regards to that. So, look, I think the honest truth is probably that, you know, these names get thrown up in discussions, very informal ones. I'm only guessing there. But he's a very professional manager, Nick, and I know that he wouldn't do anything against Ollie's wishes. So Ollie wasn't right with those reports this afternoon. I'm not disputing the report, saying he's a good journalist, but I think it's fair to say there's a different version of those events, certainly at this stage, from Port and indeed Wines' camp.
So Ollie Wines will definitely be a Port player next year, and it looks like that they haven't really had to get too involved there. Is there anything else bubbling away that we are likely to see? It's getting pretty tight now. There's only two more days left of the trade period.
Yeah, I reckon the Dougal Howard deal could fall over. Port's insisting on a lock for him, and that might be the casualty of St Kilda's ambitious recruiting campaign. Having said that, we usually see when players want to move like Howard that they do. Port sort of played tough and sort of rescinded a bit on what I think was their initial intention to allow him to be traded. They sort of did a similar thing with Wingard last year, sort of half threw him out there and then said he could seek options, then sort of panicked a bit when he didn't, when he didn't get into some Hawthorn. Then the deal got difficult. But I think this is a bit similar in a sense. I think how it'll get done, but it's hanging on a bit of a knife edge.
Which is the most likely St Kilda trade to not go through then? Do you think it is Dougal Howard? Do you think that's more likely to not go through than Brad Hill?
Yeah, I think Jones will definitely get there. I think it's been, sounds negotiated in the background as part of some type of sort of multi-way deal. I think the biggest risk is Howard, because Port, I don't think, want to let him go now, which is interesting.
Strange, given that they were the ones to tell him that go over. Look, and one last thing before I let you go, because I know you've got to be on the news. When are Hawthorn pulling the trigger on the John Paton trade?
Oh, I don't know. They must be negotiating something late. He's had three knee reconstructions. Maybe the Giants got sort of big views of what he was worth at one point in time. You know, Hawthorn's judgment might have been clouded partly by the fact that they got a few players for next to nothing last year.
Yeah.
So they drive a pretty hard bargain out there. Graham Wright, one of the best in the business, but it'll get done probably at 3 o'clock on Wednesday or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at as well. All right. Cool. I'll let you go and do the Channel 7 news then, and we'll see you tomorrow for a Triple M spring break, and for more Trade Tracker stuff, stay across our socials, Triple M Footy. Thanks for listening.